Now Friday marks International Goods Day. Annual event, which takes place on the last Friday of the fasting month of Ramadan, draws millions of people to the streets worldwide in solidarity with Palestinians in their struggle against Israel. Iran's Islamic Propagation Coordination Council has called for massive participation in the rallies. Press TV's Hamid Javani has attended the council's presser ahead of this year's event and filed this report for us.
As Iranians prepare to mark International Quds Day, the Islamic Propagation Coordination Council has called for widespread and passionate participation of Iranians in the day's rallies. During a press conference in the capital, Tehran, the council's officials condemned Israel's aggression against defenseless and oppressed Palestinians and hailed their decades-long resistance against the Israeli regime.
Numerous resolutions against the Zionist regime have been issued by the international bodies, and none were executed as a result of U.S. backing of Israel. Since last year's Quds Day, more than 280 Palestinians have been martyred, and we still witness a twisted coverage of Israeli regime's brutalities against people in Palestine.
The rallies are participated by millions of people in Iran and many other countries, and this year they will take place in more than 850 cities in Iran and 80 other countries.
And a few days before Iranians and people in some other nations stage the International Quds Day rally, they reiterate that the plight of Palestinians is not an issue solely related to Islam and Muslims, but to all human beings, and it must be addressed by all who are against violence and brutality.
This is a global catastrophe, not just specific to Muslims. This is something that has affected human rights. And it's so unfortunate that the UN and all rights organizations operating internationally are driven by money and not necessarily goodwill.
I don't think anyone with a clear conscience can ever forgive Israeli atrocities. I'm deeply sorry for the UN and all those who support this brutal regime.
Once again on this great day, we will let the world know about the righteousness of Islam, Palestinians, and all nations suppressed by arrogant powers.
Some 70 years have passed since Israel first occupied Palestinian territories. This International Day reminds the world that the countless crimes of Israeli regime against the oppressed Palestinians will never be forgotten. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.